So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf said, "B'mida she'adam moided ba, moided in loy. A person is paid for his sins in kind." The Gemara cites a brisa, Tanya, "Hayarav Meir Omer, minayin she'b'mida she'adam moided ba, moided in loy, she'nemar b'sasa'ah b'shalchot terivena. Hashem will punish in the same measure." The brisa cites another pasuk, "Ki chol sa'ayin sa'ayin berash. Even smaller sins are dealt with mida k'neged mida." A third pasuk teaches us, "Achas le'achas l'mtsoi cheshbain," as Rashi explains, "Ve'af al pi she'loi nifru mimenu par mishoyna u'shniya, loi vitru loi aleihem, ela metzarfen loi oison l'cheshbain." Even if there was no immediate punishment, it's reckoned for a later punishment unless one does tshuva. The Mishnah gave several examples of mida k'neged mida in the denigration of the soita, and the Braisa adds many more examples. We'll mention some of them. He amdo al pesach beisa le'rois loy, lefikach koyin ma'amido al shar niknar umare k'loino lakoyl. She is publicly humiliated at the gate of the Beis HaMikdash because she stood at the doorway of her home to be visible to men. He kala loy esara, lefikach koyin soiser esara. Her hair is undone because she braided it to be attractive to men. The water's effect is also mida k'neged mida. He kashta loy paneha, lefikach paneha mayrikos. Her face becomes pale because she applied facial makeup to attract attention. The procedures in the Beis HaMikdash are mida k'neged mida. Hi hachilosoi madanei oilam, lefikach karbana machol behema. Her carbon is from barley, which is usually fed to animals because she fed him delicacies. Hi hishkisehu yayin meshubach b'koises meshubachim, lefikach kohen mashke mayim hamorim b'mekido shel cheres. She drinks bitter waters in an earthenware vessel because she gave him fine wine in special goblets. The Gemara concludes with a general statement. He asasa b'seiser, yoyshev b'seiser elyon sam ba'ponim. She sinned privately. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dwells in concealment, personally turns to her to punish her. Alternately, he asasa b'seiser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu persima b'golui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals her sins publicly. The Gemara discusses another aspect of divine punishment. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha-melech ad shas shiluchai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punishes kings when it's time for their total destruction. This is also derived from the above-mentioned pasuk, B'sasa b'shalcha terivena. And similarly, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha-odom ad shetismalei sasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only punishes a person when they reach a certain measure of sins. The Gemara brings another drasha of Rav Chanina bar Papa. The pasuk says, "Rananu tzadikim b'Hashem la'isharim navas lehila." Praise is fitting for the righteous. This can also be read as navei sehila. Their homes are praiseworthy. The Gemara explains, "Zem Moshe v'David sheloi shaltu soineyem b'maaseyem." This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, whose handiwork did not fall into the hands of their enemies. In the days of Tzidkiyahu, before Churban Bayis Rishon, Tovu Ba'aret She'areha, the gates of Ir David were swallowed up by the ground so that their enemies would not carry them off. Similarly, Mishe Nivna Mikdash Rishon, Nignaz Oihel Moed. When the first base of Mikdash was built, the Mishkan, which Moshe erected, was hidden Tachas Mechilois Shel Heichel, in the tunnels under the Heichel. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the consequences of coveting someone else's possessions. Kol ha-noisein einov b'mashe einoi sheloi, mashe mevakesh einoisein loi, u'mashe biyodoi noitlon himenu. One who desires that which does not belong to him, not only will not attain it, but will also lose what he already has. Prime example is a soita who desired her bayal, and she becomes forbidden both to him and to her husband. Another example is the nachash ha-kadmoni, the original serpent. He desired Chava, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Ani omarti yehei melech al kol behema v'chaya." Instead of ruling over the animals, he is cursed more than all of them. Instead of walking upright, he now slithers on his belly. Instead of eating similar food to humans, he eats only dust. Hu amar ereges odom ve'eso eschava, achshav eva oshis beincha uvein ha'isha. He wanted to kill Adam and marry Chava. Instead, man is now his avowed enemy. The Mishnah on Daf Ches concludes, B'yerech hischila ba'aveiro tchila ve'acha kacha beten. Lefikach tiloke ha'yerech tchila ve'acha kacha beten. V'sha'akol aguf loy polat. In the same order as the sin. The water should first affect the thighs and then the stomach. And the rest of her body is not spared either, as the waters affect the rest of her body as well, and she dies. The Gemara clarifies the psukim, which seem to contradict each other. One pasuk says, "B'seis Hashem es yireichech noifeles ves bitnech tzava." It mentions the yerech first, while another pasuk says, "V'tzavsa bitna v'nafla yireicha." It mentions the beten first. Therefore, Abaye explains, "Ki layit layit tchila yerech v'hadar beten layit." In the oath in which the Kohen curses the Soita, he mentions the thighs first, as explained in the Mishnah. And as Rashi explains, uklolahi tchilas hapuranus. Hearing the curse is the beginning of the punishment. However, when it takes effect, maya kibadki kiurchayu badki, beten bereisha v'hadar yerech. The waters actually affect the stomach first, in the order in which they enter the body. The next Mishnah gives more examples of midah keneged midah. Zok the Mishnah. Shimshon halach achar einav, lefikach nakru plishtim es einav. Shenemar, vayeyachazuhu plishtim, vayinakru es einav. Shimshon's eyes were blinded because he had sinned with his eyes. As the pasuk says, vayoymer Shimshon el aviv, oysa kachli, ki hi yeshara be'enai. He asked his father to arrange the marriage with this woman who had found favor in my eyes. Although the pasuk says, ve'aviv ve'imoy lo yodu ki mahu, this was orchestrated by Hashem to give him an excuse to fight the plishtim. The Gemara explains, however, ki ozal miya basar yashrus einov ozal. He was also following his desires. The Gemara now digresses to discuss the life and role of Shimshon. Shimshon married Delila, and the Gemara explains the significance of her name, Dildala eskoichai. She uprooted his strength, causing him to lose his powers. Dildala esliboy. She uprooted his heart, causing him to reveal his secrets. And Dildala es Maisav, she uprooted his actions, causing the divine presence to leave him. The Gemara explains that when Shimshon revealed that his Naziris was the source of his strength, she knew he was telling the truth, even though he had already lied to her several times, because Nikarim Divrei Emes, truth is self-evident. Alternately, Yodabai Ba'isai Tzadik Deloi Mapik Shem Shamayim Levatola. She knew he would not say Hashem's name in vain. Therefore, when he said Nazir Elikim Ani, she knew he was saying the truth. The Gemara now returns to when Shimshon originally received his strength. The pasuk says, "Vatochel ruach Hashem." The spirit of Hashem was upon him. The Gemara explains, "Cholso nevuasei shel Yaakov Avinu." The prophecy of Yaakov Avinu was fulfilled. That which he said, "Yehi don nachash alei darech." The pasuk continues, "Lefamai b'machane don." The Gemara explains, "Shehoisa shchina mikashkeshes lefonav kizug." The divine presence escorted him everywhere, like a bell announcing his entrance. The Gemara continues with the story of Shimshon in the next daf, and the rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed with the Gemara in the subsequent dafim.